You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It's hard to believe, but another Major League Baseball season is in the books. The 2016 campaign wrapping up, and so too does the Cincinnati Reds season. The Reds not qualifying for the playoffs here in 2016, so we're going to put a bow tie on the Reds 2016 season with our Reds reporter, Mark Sheldon. Mark, thank you as always for joining us, and Mark, kind of a special feature today as we look back on the Reds season, the good, the bad, and everything in between. So, Mark, I'll throw some topics in your direction, and you just take the ball and head for the end zone with it. So, Mark, let's start with this. I'll ask you to finish this sentence. The one thing I never saw coming with this Reds team was what?
I'd have to say Dan Straley. I would never have thought, obviously, going into spring training, since he wasn't even on the team, to even the beginning of the season, he was a waiver claim on his third organization in a week, and now he went out and won 14 games and led the team in wins and innings and strikeouts and quality starts. I just didn't see that coming at all. And he got 191 in a third innings in the books, and he's got himself probably a chance to be in the rotation next season. So definitely didn't see that coming.
Yeah, it seems like on almost every team there's one, maybe even two guys that come out of the woodworks. They just come out of nowhere. And they have a great season, and it's something you hope they can prolong into multiple seasons. We'll see if Dan Straley can be that guy for the Reds in 2017 and beyond. And, Mark, you know, we always talk about, you know, guys on any given team that's, you know, the best player, the most valuable, the most indispensable. But what I want to find out from you is, from the reporter's perspective, the player on this Reds team that was simply the most fun to cover for you.
I think in a way, just because of the way he plays and the fact that every time I come to the park, I might see something I haven't seen before, and that would be Billy Hamilton. You know, a couple of years ago, I watched him score on a sacrifice fly to second base, and I guess this year's the jaw dropper was that he scored from second base on a wild pitch or pass ball from John Lackey at Wrigley Field in July. That blew me away. Him talking about it is always fun, and him talking about the different things that he does, and obviously defensively he risked life and limb all season as well. And just so I know he can be fun to talk to sometimes in the clubhouse, and he'll just say that he's stupid and that he does stupid things, but it's not stupid. He does some very, very interesting things, and he does some very risky things, but he does it all in the name of competition, and it's always fun to watch.
Yeah, Billy Hamilton, like you said, a guy that when you come to the ballpark on any given day, he could do something that drops your jaw, makes your eyes bug out. He's one of those very special players. And he talked about how, you know, he's an interesting guy to talk to as well. And I know that not every player is a superstar with a microphone in front of their face. But give me a couple of guys that, you know, in terms of interviewing them, they always have something insightful or interesting to say. In addition to Hamilton, who are some other guys in that clubhouse that you could always kind of rely on to give you something, you know, noteworthy for an article?
That's a good question. Dan Straley, not knowing him obviously before, but he proved to be a very interesting guy to talk to about just baseball or things in general. I always felt like on the days he pitched, I knew that the quotes were going to be good, and also that the insight about his own outing and the outing of others was good. Tucker Barnhart, always a good go-to person, not only about himself and hitting, but really mostly about the other pitchers. He could break down a start. He could break down a sequence of pitches. He could talk about the other team's hitters and really well. And he's also just very, you know, good guy to deal with. Michael Lorenzen was always approachable. And Joey Votto is not always approachable as far as easy to talk to, but he can be very smart and very insightful about things when he's ready to be. And it's always interesting to talk to him because he can talk about things at a different and a higher level sometimes.
Yeah, it's always good to have guys that can give you that insight, which kind of separates them from the other guys that give you the, you know, the cliches and the mundane quotes. It's always good to have guys like Votto in that clubhouse, and Straley and others, like you said, that can really provide some valuable insight. Mark, I think I know the answer to this next question, but I'll let you answer it first, and then I'll see if it matches mine. What was the biggest goosebump moment for you this season for this Reds team?
It would have to be Michael Lorenzen. When he came back from his father passing away, and he had to pitch like an inning and two-thirds, he finished the seventh inning and then went out and had to bat for himself in the eighth and hit a home run, his first major league home run. And it was a blowout game, but it was quite a moment that he was able to pull that off. And He was in tears on the bases. He was hugging and in tears in the dugout, took a curtain call, and then he went back out and threw a scoreless, perfect eighth inning. So you don't see that kind of stuff every day. It kind of reminds me a little bit of what ended up happening on a different level with the Jose Fernandez situation with D. Gordon recently. But for the Reds' purposes, Michael Lorenzen definitely seemed to have it for me. I hope that agrees with what you had.
100%. I remember we had Michael Lorenzen on the chatting cage a couple of weeks ago, you know, not that long after his father had passed. And him recalling the story of, you know, what went through his head when he connected with the ball, when he saw it, you know, reach the seats as he's rounding the bases, what he's thinking as he's touching home plate. It was just incredible stuff. And like you said, something that you definitely do not see every day. And Michael was a total pro about it, talking about something which was obviously very difficult. And he was outstanding. And I think that by far and away for this Reds team, the biggest goosebump spine tingling moment, if you will, for the Reds in 2016. Hats off to Michael Lorenzen. Mark, at the other end of the spectrum, it's obviously been a difficult year for the Reds and for the pitching staff in particular, giving up home runs at a record rate. So the quietest or most subdued clubhouse that you saw this season, did it have anything to do with giving up all those home runs? Was there any loss in particular that really knocked the wind out of this team's sails from your recollection?
There was a few. I mean, there was a few, a lot of one-run losses this year, but the one loss that kind of sticks with me is the one they lost 16-0 to the Cubs on April 21st, and that is because they were given a dealt a no-hitter by Jake Arrieta, and it was definitely a quiet clubhouse that day. At that point, even though the team was sort of already on its way to struggling, the wheels hadn't come off yet. They had started the season 3-0. They were competitive in some games, and they really hadn't hit the deep skids yet, and that was kind of the start of the deep skids. And I definitely recall a very quiet clubhouse that night, and not a lot of happy guys in the on the home clubhouse. And they were embarrassed in every which way. They were not just they didn't just pitch poorly and give up home runs; they were just poor all the way around.
Yeah, from innings 1 through 9, it was a total disaster for the Reds that night as Jake Arrieta threw his second career no hitter, second in as many seasons. That was definitely a tough night for the Reds. And, Mark, to begin to wrap up here, anything else off the top of your head, anything from the memory bank that stands out to you, any interesting quotes, any small story, any anecdote that you want to share that, again, kind of stands out in your mind?
I just think it was interesting this year to get to know a lot of the younger players that I hadn't really dealt with before. You kind of see how different guys get along with each other. Tyler Holt this year was kind of the 25th man on the team, but he was kind of the first guy that everyone kind of would make fun of, and he always brought it on himself. He would kind of talk a big game around the clubhouse and about whatever myriad topic, and guys like Zach Cozart or Jay Bruce would always have a good time, you know, at his expense in a good way. It was always good nature to see what they were going to do. That kind of stuck out. I mean, there's just a few of the personalities this year kind of seem to come out. Eugenio Suarez used to, you know, likes to have fun with people, and you know, you saw him kind of come into his own this year, both as a player and kind of as a personality. He wasn't afraid to dance a little bit in the clubhouse when music came on and just have a good time. And he was always very good natured with people. And it was just, you know, a different year. Obviously, they struggled. They're going to lose. They've lost over 90 games. It wasn't the best year for them. But I just felt like they seem to not wear it too poorly. They definitely want to get better. They don't want to be a last place team, and they want to go forward. But they also, you could tell they grew a little bit this year too.
And that's important when you have a clubhouse full of young guys, as the Reds do, a good blend of you know, the youngsters and the veterans, and hopefully better things ahead for this franchise in 2017. And, Mark, as far as us, hard to believe that puts a wrap on a season's worth of Reds podcasting here for 2016. Like you said, a difficult year for the Reds, but you've been a complete and total pro from day one. I've enjoyed talking to you. I know that we'll talk throughout the offseason, just not on a weekly basis, but doing this podcast has been a pleasure for me. I hope it's been enjoyable for you, and my thanks to you again for all your hard work.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you to you, and thank you to Danny. And it's just been a lot of fun. I appreciate it, and I look forward to some more. And thanks to everyone for listening.
Of course, and 2017 opening day is going to be here before we know it. It comes quicker, a little bit quicker each and every year. I think we can all agree on that. So, Mark Sheldon, our Reds reporter, our thanks to you again for all the great work here in 2016. And we will catch up again at some point soon, I'm sure. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.